Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 8. We're talking about why credibility matters. And what is credibility? It is the quality of being believable or worthy of trust. The root of credible is actually credo, which means I believe in Latin. I got really excited about this because there is a local coffee shop called Credo. So I had to go look at their vision and mission statement if there was something with the word believe in it. And I actually found out it was Credo, coffee you can believe in. So I knew that, you know, they had done something with the homework of behind the Latin word of credo. So now I'm going to be using that because the word believe is very powerful to me. Great quote to share with you is, trust is built on credibility, and credibility comes from acting in others' interests before your own. And that's by Stephen Denny with Killing the Giants. But the reason I want to talk about credibility today is to make sure that everybody has an understanding of what credibility is. It works hand in hand, walking side by side with trust, actually. And it is essential in any role. So thinking of yourself as a customer or people who want to do work with you, if you're going to invest your time, money, and resources, wouldn't you want to invest in someone or an organization that delivers on their promises? So there's a lot of multifacets when we think of credibility and a lot of things that we want to think about. So if you're working with a salesperson, for instance, you want them to be knowledgeable about their product. You start getting suspicious when it feels like they're omitting something, not sharing what they need to. Police officer. First thing when you think of a police officer, you think safety. If you have an officer that is rude or condescending or not looking like they're protecting your best interests, all of a sudden you question your safety. I have to tell you, I haven't come across that. But, you know, in the movies, everything's glorified and there is suspicion of, you know, who is actually an officer, who's or not. But remember, that's made for Hollywood. It doesn't matter your position or role. Credibility and trust is earned. And it's not one thing. Again, you know, it's a combination of things, really looking at a person's core values. It's their character. And when someone abides by their core values, they take 100% responsibility. So if you haven't listened to it already, I'd love for you to drop by our episode number 1 at themillionairewoman.com/podcast and go to episode 1, take 100% responsibility. The people who act and make decisions based on their core values, if they make a mistake, they own it. So it comes back to taking that 100% responsibility. We see those people as credible. Also, someone's expertise, their education. We all, you know, a published author like myself, you know, right away there's that sense of credibility. And it's not always by title, but by education and display of expertise on a subject matter, that's when you will see someone seeing that credibility as well. Emotional intelligence, topic that I'm very fond of and certified in. When someone is able to convey their messages, focus on solutions when there's issues that arise, being able to control their emotions and situations, but also recognizing the emotions of others, that also makes someone more credible. And the fact that someone shows up and behaves and even dresses very professionally. So when you go to see a surgeon, for example, or a physician of any kind, you know, they usually have the white coat for most part, stethoscope and things like that. But if they showed up disheveled with their hair out of line, you know, the pants, half the shirt in their pants, half the shirt out, and their shirts, you know, shoes all full of mud, would you want them to be looking after your health? So really thinking about, you know, it might be situational, who knows, but you would start questioning whether or not you want that person to be taking care of you. Also, it's really another aspect that I find so incredible when it comes to credibility is being a good communicator, someone who is really consistent with their words, that you can really tell that they're going to stand by their promise. They're going to stand by what they say they're going to deliver. And, you know, where is credibility important? Well, basically, it's all the time. It really comes into integrity as well. It's about doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. And, you know, some of the ways that you can tell that credibility really matters is when you're watching someone live by their values. But also, you can, as a business owner or an entrepreneur or even a leader, you can use testimonials in your marketing. And, you know, when you're thinking of applying for a position, your references are your testimonial. They are your marketing as to whether or not they think you'd be successful for the job. Describing your skills and abilities, that's that social proof. And credibility is great leverage. When people see you as a credible source and that your products and services and what you deliver is credible, there's an opportunity for you to also profit by you leveraging your credibility and delivering on the promises and helping people get to where they want to get to because you deliver. The best ways of how to establish your credibility is remembering that credibility is not an overnight thing. It is something that is established over time. Credible leaders are people who walk the talk. They are people that you feel like you can trust, respect, honest. Not only are they educated, but they continue to learn and grow. Competent. That they know what they're doing, that they hold themselves accountable, and also others. They're true to themselves. They watch out for the interests of others, and they have that ability to delegate. And, you know, not every leader can do this. You know, you hear about micromanagement and people getting frustrated, feeling that there's someone always looking over their shoulder. But a credible leader is also someone who has the ability to trust in the ability of their people. They have a positive attitude, and they're committed to getting the job done. They're understanding, they're flexible, they know that life happens, and sometimes we need to adjust our course. So credibility really matters when you're looking at leadership, when you're working in your business, whether you're in an organization, really thinking about the people that are working for you and as yourself as a leader. Because I believe that every single person is a leader. You are the leader of you, and you also do have following of people who look to you to be inspired with confidence. So think of the leaders in your life, the people around you, the people you do business with, the people who are part of your team. And you're thinking, what team? You do have a team. Think about your optometrist, your dentist, your doctor, personal trainer if you have one, your spouse or partner, your kids. These are all people, your accountant, your lawyer. These are all people that are a part of your team. And the people you decide to bring onto your team to help serve you so you can serve others are really important. Don't take those decisions lightly. You want to have people on your team who are making you even more credible, who are establishing you, who are taking care of you, your health, your wellness. These are all people part of your team. So, thinking about credibility, what are you doing to establish your credibility? Because once it's gone, it takes a long time for people to rebuild that reputation. You don't want to damage it. So the best thing is to go back to doing the right things, even when no one is watching. If something doesn't feel aligned, I want you to take a step back. Reflect on your core values. If it doesn't align, you will always face a constant struggle. That, you know, the poster that says the struggle is real? Well, it'll be a real, all right. Your stomach will be flipping, you'll have headaches, whatever that might be for you. These are all signals saying, you know what, you're off track. So really thinking about how you want to show up in the world and why credibility matters to you. So what I want you to do is go over to get your show notes at www.themillionairewoman.com. Drop us a comment. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And share us with your friends. And I would love to hear from you, seeing how some of these episodes have impacted your life. So go to Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. And you can email me, share with me some of your journey, and seeing some of the episodes we can help you with. But until we chat or connect again on the next episode, I want you to go and have a great day and be the change you wish to see in the world.